Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. It looks like we have a fine program lined up for you today. Chris Kerber live from Dallas at 10:30. Martin will be here at 11. And Bob Carpenter, the longtime voice of the Washington Nationals, will join us at 11:25. He is the pride of, I think it's McBride, or is it DeBerg? I think it's McBride High School. I should know McBride because that's where my father went. We have Plowsy as our broadcast engineer. Brian Hoffman is our executive producer. How about food this weekend? What would be the highlight of your weekend food-wise? You were traveling in Springfield, the world traveler you are.
I did. However, we did. It was just a
Saturday. Oh, you had the two-day golf tournament, didn't
you? I did. So we drove.
Two-day golf tournament? Were you like a pro?
No, it was fun. It was a play your own ball on Saturday morning, and then Sunday morning was based upon scores. You had your A, B, C, D player, and then you had your random foursome for a scramble on Sunday. It was absolutely fantastic. Didn't eat much outside of hotel food and golf course hot dogs, great.
Hold on a second. Drury Inn is unique because I don't know if they do it in Springfield, but they have the huge breakfast.
It's
but they
the
also
biggest...
have a happy hour at like 3 o'clock
yes.
with soup, chicken wings, hot dogs.
We missed the happy hour, so we checked in right after. And so we stayed and hung out on Saturday, checked in the hotel about 8. I'm telling you, the breakfast spread was phenomenal. Multiple waffle irons.
Ooh.
And then you had cereal, the spread of cereal. You had the eggs. They had hard-boiled eggs. They had scrambled eggs. They had person cooking eggs over easy. You could
Wait
have
a minute,
it that
they
way.
Had an omelet station kind
yes.
of? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It was phenomenal.
Wow.
The sausage patties, sausage links. It was fantastic. But Friday night before the golf tournament, hit up one of my favorite spots in the Grove, the Gramophone. It is absolutely phenomenal.
The Gramophone.
Yes. The sandwiches there are unbelievable. It's kind of my age group, I'd say, more so that you would see a nice little outside area. They got food, or they got a pool, they got pinball machine, things like that. It's fantastic. I'd highly recommend it. For
Brian,
a Frank Food Picks would be great there.
Gramophone.
We do have some breaking news in the region. Per Chris Davis of KCK and Casey Nolan, Steve Stenger has resigned as county executive.
Yeah. And I'll go back to what Mark Montavani said. I'm probably not going to be able to beat him because of the money and his powerful political machine. But he said, I promise you, Steve Stenger will not be able to finish his term. How prophetic that was.
Didn't take him long either.
Yeah, that was quick. Food-wise, Brian?
My wife and I went to my sister and her husband's house on Saturday night. Other people were there as well. They had they picked up catering from Mission Taco. That was really good.
Ooh,
chorizo was
solid.
Phenomenal.
Good for
yeah.
you.
Yes,
that
was good.
Great.
Our daughter, Brooke, surprised us, came in town, and we took her to Kimmel's for the very first time and had the veal chop, which is a must when you head on over there. All right, our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. So you kind of knew it was coming. Ben Bishop was not going to play back-to-back bad games. He didn't. 32 saves. You kind of knew Dallas would make sure Vladimir Tarasenko would have a really difficult Saturday, and he did. You didn't know, though, the Blues were going to have some breakdowns early with some turnovers. No reason to blame Jordan Binnington for any of those goals. And even the thought by the national broadcasters of pulling Binnington, that's insane. Do they know what this guy has done? Did they see how Dallas scored the goals? The story of the series could end up being the Blues' power play, or lack of, 0 for 5 Saturday, Dallas 21-22 in killing penalties in the postseason. And as we move to Game 3, well, let's go inside that locker room.
We've been playing well on the road, especially in the playoffs. I mean, we've had some success, obviously, playing in Winnipeg. So, you know, we feel confident going in there. Another tough building to play in, but, again, we feel confident after what we did last series.
We get to our game right away, and maybe we like playing on the road in front of the other fans. I just think, you know, bonding with the guys and being with the guys on the road and makes it a lot different. And, you know, I feel like we just establish our game right away at home. I don't feel like we wait for them to come at us instead of dictating the play right away. And I think on the road we try to dictate the play right off the bat, and we get to our game right away.
Alex Pietrangelo and Pat Maroon. All right, lap two. The Cardinals, 17-10, best record in the National League, and a robust three-game lead in the National League Central. I don't know how many of you get the paper every day, but you wake up and you look at the standings, and it just looks kind of cool. I mean, hey, Brian, I wonder. Wait a minute, just two and a half.
Two and a half. The Cubs won late yesterday.
Oh, that's so. Right. I wonder when. Did they ever lead by two and a half or three games last year? They probably did. But it's nice. Two and a half game lead. The story, Jack Flaherty. Team needs an ace. Miles Michaelis, not quite the same. Had another rough outing. Adam Wainwright, been doing well, but he's still 37. Michael Wacha has already been on the disabled list, although he's going to throw tonight in Washington. And you're not sure at all about the fifth starter. And it doesn't look like Carlos Martinez is going to be in that rotation, although he continues to lobby for it. You are getting better with the staff, but, man, you need an ace. And Flaherty is going to be the guy. He is the guy. He's your game one starter, likely, if you got there. Yesterday, he was the buzz of the locker room.
It was like throwing first pitch strike, getting ahead, and then that slider. Obviously, he's the best pitch they have. We combined that, and it was a good outing for him.
Jack was awesome, getting ahead, expanding the zone when he needed to, mixing his pitches. You know, he looked like that's textbook Jack right there.
Yadier Molina and Paul DeJong. Lap three. The offense. Look at this lineup. Although Matt Carpenter's not off to a great start, he's still one of the best on-base percentage guys in club history and been one of the best on-base percentage guys of Major League Baseball for the last 5 or 6 years. Batting second is a guy who has a chance to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, if Paul Goldschmidt continues like this for another 6 or 7 years, yeah, he's got a shot. Batting third is the best power-hitting shortstop I've seen in my lifetime in DeJong, who, oh, by the way, is hitting .342. Batting fourth is the most lethal force in the league as we speak in Marcell Ozuna, who's actually winning games now with his base running. Batting fifth is Jose Martinez, who's now batting .343. Hitting sixth is Yadier Molina, who had another clutch moment in the eighth.
First pitch, up the middle, base hit. Two runs will score. Yadi comes through with the bases loaded and two outs here at the bottom of the eighth. And it's 4-0 St. Louis, and the hitting streak keeps on going.
Yeah, a lot of classic Molina today. You know, first of all, he does what he does behind the plate and is able to have a nice plan and work with guys. But offensively, you know, that was a big two-strike sack fly. You know, it was just a great at-bat there. And then the two out, you know, two run single to break it open was huge. That's Yacht. He's a guy that likes bigger moments, likes guys on base, and likes to hit, you know, with opportunity out there. He embraces it, and he's good at it.
Yeah, he's really good at it. How about batting seventh, Dexter Fowler, who's just oozing with confidence, sitting in the press room yesterday. About the eighth inning when Fowler comes up and Mike Claiborne says, boy, Fowler's just got so much confidence. Bang! Double down the line. Batting eighth is Colton Wong, who, by the way, has a .404 on base and has matched his career on base streak at 15. His career high on base streak at 15. That is a good-looking lineup, don't you think? And then we have the Bader issue. I asked this of Mike Schilt yesterday. Are we to the point where it's 3-for-2? You know, And he kind of ducked the question. And then somebody, I think it was Jen Langash, who asked a little bit later, well, where does it stand with Bader? And it's not like Mike Schilt can make an announcement saying, hey, I just want all of you to know Harrison Bader is a backup outfielder now, or we've gone to official platoon system. But he is a backup outfielder. The guy hitting 190 can't play ahead of the guy hitting 340 or the guy hitting 316. I don't care how good his defense is. Now, with that said, with the lefty going tonight, Brian, do you think they give Bader a shot to play one night? If there ever was a night, it would be tonight.
Probably tonight. Yeah, that makes sense. Price said Fowler.
Yeah. I don't know how you can sit Jose. And Fowler, by the way, made a good throw. His defense has been okay. Wow. Who would have thought this coming out of spring training? It would have happened so quickly. That's what an injury can do. And a hot bat by Fowler and Jose Martinez. Lap four. So, here's a question. If I give you a list of the former Cardinals who are thriving elsewhere and give you a stat about them heading into the weekend or heading into yesterday, tell me which one of these guys, this is a question for you, Darren and Brian, which one of you guys or which one of you would like to have these guys in a Cardinal uniform the most? You could only have one of them. Luke Voit, he has 22 homers in 66 games with the Yankees. Tommy Pham, a 997 OPS for the Rays in 64 games. Steven Piscotty, 4 homers, 14 RBIs, 273 batting average, and I'm sure playing some rock-steady defense.
There's an obvious one.
Hold on. Okay. Marco Gonzalez, most innings pitched in baseball, 5-0 with a 2.80 earned run average. And I didn't think I'd be putting this guy's name on the list, but Greg Holland, 5 saves, 0 ERA in 8 games heading into yesterday. You can choose one to be wearing the birds on the bat.
It's a no-brainer. It's a trade that should have never happened. It's the one, the only, Tommy Pham.
I'll say selfishly Pham, from a practical standpoint, probably Marco.
Yeah.
But you think Tommy would fit in. I know the outfield isn't, a huge issue early on in the year. But I think the fit, you don't need Voit because you have Goldschmidt.
Yes.
I think adding Tommy Pham would be a nice player to add in that outfield. And I love his personality. I'm with you. Selfishly, I just think he's a fantastic soundbite. So, Tommy Pham.
Yeah, he'd make it easier for us. All right. Lap five. So, over the weekend, we lost a special person in St. Louis. His name is Rich Gray. He was in Houston last week for cancer surgery. It didn't go well, and we lost him. He was only 65 years old. Who is Rich Gray? Well, take a listen to this story we once did on him a few years back.
Very few have lived a life as full as 63-year-old Rich Gray. The title is now Public Safety Director for the City of St. Louis. But he's done so much more, and he's done it with one philosophy.
If you do it the right way, people will follow.
In 1991, after a 12-year career at Camo X Radio as a general sales manager, Gray started Sports Talk Radio in St. Louis.
We were the fourth station in the country to go 24-hour sports. We changed the call letters to KASP, All Sports Radio, and we became a very successful early on.
Gray later spent 15 years as one of the presidents of Enterprise. But when most people think of Rich Gray, it's about basketball. 31 years of coaching our kids in the area. His AAU Eagles program has dealt with nearly 500 players, and nearly every one of them went to college on a scholarship.
Blake Ahern looks for Grimes inside, puts it on the floor, spins baseline, to the hole. Yes! Whistle foul. Count the basket.
AAU basketball is a five-month grind where kids travel all over the country, and it can be expensive.
To stand on the corners with cups, and we were standing on the corner of Skinker and Forest Park, and Kelly Thames was on the corner, a 6'8", 260-pound young man at 17 trying to collect money, and he almost got hit by a car. And at that point, I called all the kids off the corner. I said, we're no longer going to raise money this way. We're going to go through the corporate. And so we've been very successful since then of going after corporate support
the Eagles have been very successful on the court, winning four national titles and starting up a girls' team in the process. And Gray was added to the coaching staff of USA Basketball, where he's brought home more gold than Aladdin. And he knows everybody. He's played golf with Michael Jordan, hung out with Mike Krzyzewski, and coached two players who just played in the NBA Finals, holding the ball, Harrison Barnes, and Kyrie Irving. Not bad for a guy who didn't play much at Beaumont.
I was okay. I was not varsity material.
Rich Gray has been exceptional for all those kids and for all those years, and he hasn't done it to make money.
No one, myself included, has ever taken a dime from the organization. Everything we raise goes back to supporting our kids, supporting the entry fees, supporting the travel, whatever it may be, but everything we raise goes back to supporting the program.
Almost everybody from the region who became a great player in the last 20, 25 years played for Rich Gray. We're talking Larry Hughes, David Lee, Tyler Hansborough, Brad Beal, Jason Tatum, Blake Ahern. You name it. You name a great player in this area, and almost all of them played for Rich Gray. Rich got back into coaching, actually, because Brad Beal took over the Eagles program. They now call it the Brad Beal Elite. And very gracious of Brad Beal to sink his money and to coach the team and to really get involved. But so Rich had a little free time this year, and he got back into coaching at Ladue High School, and he won the Coach of the Year award coaching the girls this season. And I should say the Eagles program also really got some great help from Ron Golden, who's extremely close with Rich, and Mr. Pierce. It's been a terrific program, and Rich Gray is going to be missed. And remember, he was the one who started Sports Talk Radio in St. Louis. I'm trying to think of those original members of that KASP.
Iggy?
He may have been, yeah. Mike Claiborne, Bob Ramsey, Kevin Slayton.
Was Randolph Senior or Junior?
Jay Junior, I think, was a part of it. Yeah,
I think I remember some stories about that. That sounds like a fun time starting in Sports Talk Radio for
1380, I believe it was called. And you know, it was the only time you ever heard radio sports was from 6:15 to 8 o'clock on KMOX Sports Open Line. Then all of a sudden, Rich Gray, who worked at KMOX for a long time, comes up with this idea. You know what? We can do this. We can have talk sports all the time. I was in Kentucky when it first started, and unbelievable. They were the one, maybe the fourth or fifth in the country to have all sports talk radio. So Rich Gray is going to be missed, and I imagine that funeral is going to be a who's who. Brad Beal sent out some really heartfelt tweets since the passing of Rich Gray on Friday. All right, lap six. Gosh, Kevin Durant is so freaking good. Don't ever tell me it's Steph Curry's team. No, it's not. If you're putting together a list of the 15 greatest of all time, and you have the three centers, Kareem, Wilt, and Russell, and you have Michael, Magic, and Bird, and you have Kobe and LeBron, and then Tim Duncan, Dr. J, Karl Malone, Oscar, Jerry, and I think...
You put Hakeem in there?
It's that Hakeem Shaq thing is really close.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And you can't go.
And I don't have Baylor on there
numbers.
Either.
Yeah.
But Kevin Durant is 14 right now. Yes, he is. He is. I think the thing about it, too, is I don't know if you saw the 50 against the Clippers.
No, I watched every minute of the 34 in the first half.
Yeah.
It was. Pretty unbelievable.
He's the first Warrior player to have 35 points in three straight postseason games. And now he's had 35 straight postseason games of 20 or more. It's so crazy to look at him, to see somebody 6'11 and the offense running through him.
But, Frank, the floor opens. I'm not disputing. I mean, he is a phenomenal player. Top 20 all-time, easy, hands down. I'm not a fan of Durant, but his play speaks for itself. But the fact that you have a Klay Thompson... that can shoot, you know, score 50 with four dribbles. And same thing with Steph Curry. It opens the floor so much. Not saying he doesn't always have the best defender on the opposing team on him, which is most of the time the case. But that floor, if you watch the game, how much space Durant is able to have outside of maybe, you know, other superstars, maybe not in the playoff, but, for example, LeBron. LeBron had to fight through a lot more traffic than Durant because you have those stellar shooters on the outside.
You're right. He's always had better teammates. But right now, if you had to take one guy for the next month, I would take him over Giannis right now postseason. Yeah, I'm not saying career because he's 30.
Oh, I'd take him right now. He's hands down the best playoff player right now. Oh, it's no question. So I'm not a fan of him, but he is so lights-out dynamite.
So my 15th is still up in the air with Shaq, Hakeem, Baylor. And then, you know, I left John Havlicek, who's 8-0 in the finals, off my list. And I left Rick Barry, who personally is one of my favorites of all time. But Durant is 14. You can debate about 15. But Oscar and Jerry are on there. Okay. Can I say Cam Jansen is really good on television? We did two shows over the weekend, pre and post. He brought energy. He brought insight. He was terrific. He's going to be our permanent analyst on Channel 5 for all of our pre- and post-games, and we hope it's a long run. After all, we have to still win 11 more games. And here's my story of the weekend. So I don't have many goals in my life. Get to heaven, take care of the kids, be nice to Monique, get a few more contracts, and then beat Brooke in golf. That's really one of my goals. So if ever the time was... It's right now. See, when Brooke went to D.C. in September to begin her career, she left her golf clubs here. She said, Dad, I'm not going to have time to play golf. So every time I go downstairs, I see those clubs, and I'm thinking, she's not practicing. She hasn't had a club in her hand. This is my shot. So she flies in on Friday, and I say, hey, Brooke, let's go golf early Sunday morning, thinking this is my shot. She hasn't played in 3 months. I went to the range a couple of times last week. Trying to get some swing thoughts from Alex. First hole, 260, down central. Second shot, a wedge, 6 inches. Birdie up two shots. Two shots. And then after that, it was all downhill for me and all uphill for her as she got reacquainted with the game. She once played pretty well.
Can I ask where you guys played at?
We played at Norwood.
Okay. Okay. Nice track.
But I tell you what. What it's done is she gave me a swing thought throughout, and I'm going to probably hide her clubs before she leaves so she can't take them back. Then when she comes back again in a month, we're going to play again. I don't know. Maybe there's no chance. All right, so those are my thoughts. Let's hear yours. Confidence level in Blues and Stars. If it's higher than a 7, then your phone number should be 622-BLUE because the Stars are almost as good as the Blues. You shouldn't have a great deal of confidence in this series. Cardinal offense, 1-10. What do you think? Is Jack Flaherty ready to dominate and be your ace? Kind of has to. Durant, top 15. Do you agree with the list? And what goal do you have in your life? I'd love to hear from you. We have the Maryville University phone lines wide open. Maryville.edu, 855-282-8255. We're going to do a story on their great lacrosse team very shortly on Channel 5. We're thrilled they are with us. We'll take a break. Chris Kerber next, live from Dallas.